The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shalene Johnson, and I'm sitting here with Pat Flynn, who is a legendary podcaster. You can find him in the business section on iTunes or the Stitcher app if you're an Android user. And Pat's podcast is called Smart Passive Income. It's a huge community. One of the people who really inspired me to create a podcast, I loved spending time with you every single morning before I would go and work out. I would listen to Smart Passive Income and it just felt like, okay, I'm doing personal and business development and I can't believe this is free. Literally before I started doing a podcast, I thought to myself, how is everybody not doing this? Because you have obviously just an incredible wealth of knowledge. But in addition to that, you bring on guests who I'm like, oh my God, my brain just exploded. Just ideas. And it's such a great way to start the day. We are going to do a Q&A and answer all of your questions about affiliate marketing. Did you know that just about anything that you use and recommend and enjoy, you can be earning money for it? Not 2%, 1%, but as much as 50%. And Pat is the expert at affiliate marketing. Can you just, as a little teaser, tell them in the range of what you earn personally for affiliate marketing?
Every month, between 60 and 70 grand, specifically from affiliate marketing.
That's crazy.
Which is insane because when you think about it, these are products that already exist. They are products that other people are already sharing out there and are using.
Yeah.
And so if you can be the one to let them know and recommend. I mean, we recommend stuff to our friends all the time.
All the time. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's how I get most of my things that what I buy is through friends. And so if you could do that online and even in person, there's a way for you to earn a commission through those referrals. I mean, people hear affiliate marketing, they're kind of confused on what that is. It's essentially referrals.
Yeah.
And getting paid to refer. And it's a win for everybody. It's a win for you because you get a commission. It's a win for the person you're recommending that product to because they've discovered something great that can help them. And it's a win for the company who you are associated with because they got another customer. So,
yeah.
You know, the cool thing about this is, you know, especially if you're in the online marketing space, we always hear about product creation and all this stuff, but there are products that exist already that can serve your audience.
And yeah, that's my, you know, and there are certain, I'm sure you've probably discovered this too, that there are certain types of individuals who they're just kind of known for. I personally think the right way to do affiliate marketing is you're like passionate when you find something that works or makes life easier. Like I am a freak about Huggable Hangers. Like I should be an affiliate for Huggable Hangers, but I'm not. Can we break it down? Like how would you define affiliate marketing?
Sure. Affiliate marketing is promoting, recommending, sharing a product to other people in any means possible that allows you to...
What do you mean by any means possible?
Through Periscope.
Okay.
Through blogging, podcasting, in person, at an event, any place where you can share your message.
Okay.
You can do affiliate marketing.
How do I keep track of or send people to a place and I get credit for them buying this thing that I've recommended?
Great question. Because if you send them to the main website, for example, there's going to be no way for them to know if you're the one that referred them.
Right.
So usually you sign up for an affiliate program or a referral program or a partner program, as sometimes it's called.
Okay.
You might actually have seen these links at the bottom of websites of products that you've used.
You know that so many people don't realize how easy it is to sign up to become an affiliate. And correct me if I'm wrong, for most people, you can go to the website of your favorite gadget or whatever it is that you love, seminar, product, anything, even sometimes a service, and you can scroll to the bottom of the website and it says affiliates. Is it automated in most cases?
A lot of times it's automated. They'll just say, all right, perfect, you're in. And they give you a special link.
Okay.
Like a special tag or ID on the end. And that's the link that you share.
Got it.
And that's how they keep track. And usually they have their own reporting system and whatnot to do that. Now, not all companies or businesses or services will have that link. I had a great relationship with a product that had earned me upwards of almost $250,000 because I reached out and I said, I love your product. I use it. Do you have an affiliate program? Because I didn't find one.
So can you tell us what it
is? Yeah, it was for my Green Exam Academy website, which is I help people pass an exam in the architecture industry. And I used this company to help me with the practice exams that they offered. And I said, you know what? I love your stuff. I have this website that helps people. Maybe there's something we could do. They're like, yeah, actually, we have an affiliate program, but we don't make it public.
Oh, okay. They had one. You're like, this is a perfect fit. We don't advertise it, but it sounds like it's a mutually beneficial relationship. So, and then you like, did you fill out an application?
Yeah, it was really quick. And then you put in like your PayPal email address, and that's how they send payments to you. Now, there was another company for one of my other sites, which is a security guard training website. I have a whole bunch of different niches.
And a food truck.
And a food truck website.
Website.
And a software company and iPhone apps and all these other things.
Passive income is the way to go, right? Because all I know is you're Mr. This company, that company, this company, and that company. All we've done is mess around all day, driving around in my car, doing workouts, singing rap songs. Like, have you heard this Drake song? No. Have you heard this Missy song? Like, so it's the way to be.
Hotline bling.
Hotline bling.
So this company that I wanted to, actually, they had their own exams too, but they didn't have an affiliate program. I reached out to them. They're like, oh, we don't do that. And I said, you know what? It would actually benefit you if you did, because you can have this almost sales force of people out there sharing things. And, you know, like Mark Zuckerberg said, a recommendation from a friend is much stronger than any other recommendation.
Heck yeah. Don't you agree?
So yeah, I agree. And they agreed too. So they set up an affiliate program. I got in contact with their development team and they did the research and then put it into place. And then they opened that for me, and they now have hundreds of other affiliates now.
Wow.
So I feel pretty cool helping that company out.
That's amazing. We use affiliates for our programs. Almost all, not all of them, but almost all of our programs, we have affiliates for them. We use an application process because we don't want people to spam others. And, you know, so we're kind of selective about it. But generally speaking, what can people expect to earn in terms of a commission? So like, is it a flat rate? Is it a percentage? What's the industry standard?
It depends on the company or the service or product that you're recommending.
Okay.
If you're going to recommend a book, for example, and you just link people to Amazon, Amazon has an affiliate program. It's called the Amazon Associates Program, available in most states. And if you sign up, you can earn anywhere between 4 and 8%, which is very small. That's on the lower level.
Okay. Of all products, pretty much?
Of all products. And the cool thing about Amazon is if, say, I recommend, you know, Lewis's book,
Yes.
You purchase through my link, and then you end up purchasing other things in that shopping cart too.
Yeah.
I get a commission on all of that.
Really?
24 hours after you click on that link, which is pretty cool.
Really?
And I've had some of the most random things, because you can check on your report. I had someone buy an indoor pool.
What? Come on. Come on. And you got an affiliate fee for that?
Yeah, and it was like $1,000 pool. So I made like $80 on it.
I need clarification on this. So you're saying that when you sign up to be an Amazon affiliate, if somebody buys something from my link and they happen to have all of their Christmas presents in their cart, I get commission on all of Santa's goods?
Yep. November and December are the best months for affiliates for Amazon.
I'll be right back.
Yeah,
I got some pencils to buy.
You know, there's a lot of people out there who have brands and who have people, and they don't have their own products. They don't necessarily do affiliate marketing with other products, but they say, hey guys, here's my Amazon link. Go through it. Whenever you shop on Amazon, it costs you nothing extra. If you want to help give back to what I do, just go through my Amazon link the next time you go on Amazon.
It's great.
And sometimes they get a check for $1,000 a month. It ranges depending on how many people you serve through that.
Boom. But, this is great.
And if you aren't available for the Amazon Associates program because of the state you're in, actually Target has an affiliate program. I don't know if not many people know this.
No.
Target has
I was there yesterday. Spill.
Go to the bottom of their website. It says affiliates, or look up affiliate program Target. iTunes has an affiliate program. So all the songs that you recommend, for example, or the apps that you recommend, you can actually earn a commission off of that too.
So what are some of the more common ways that you see people actually making enough money to call it a job, to call it a career, to call it paying the mortgage?
Sure. Well, it depends on what the goal is of your audience. That's where you kind of get the bigger commissions are from, the services and the tools and a lot of times software. My biggest affiliate relationship is with a company called Bluehost, which is a domain and hosting company. And, you know, I've been able to negotiate with them over time to earn a higher commission because of the volume. And you can do that. When you start to process a lot of volume for them, you can negotiate and things. And I've had them change like the landing page.
How would you know to do that?
You can just ask anytime. I mean, they know that happens. And sometimes they'll say yes. Sometimes they'll say no. What's the worst that can happen?
True.
And so you can do other things like, for example, have them add an image of you on the link that you send to your audience so that there's some continuity in that too, which is really awesome. So Bluehost pays me $150 every time somebody signs up.
$150. But to sign up doesn't even cost $150.
No, that's the interesting thing because...
Wait a second. So just to clarify, Bluehost is a web hosting company where you can buy a domain, you can build a website, you can build a WordPress site. Mm-hmm. And to sign up to get a web domain and have them host your website annually runs...
Less than $100.
So they're paying you more than what they...
What they get in a year, but they're banking on the fact that these people will stay on for much longer. Because remember, these people are paying annual for them. Plus, there's sometimes upsells for security or other website packages and other domains and things like that. I've actually been a part
of... Can you buy your own domains?
Yes.
Because I buy domains like I'm buying eggs.
It's probably cheaper, I think, on GoDaddy.
Oh.
You can get like the 99-cent ones too sometimes.
Well, I know, but not cheaper if I'm getting a commish.
True.
Right? I don't know if that falls within
the
parameters, but interesting.
You
anyways.
You can't earn a commission off of your own purchase.
Oh, that's okay. Not, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't want to do that. Okay.
But yeah.
Always work in the system. No, always find a way to work like the system.
I've been a part of affiliate programs where it's 100% commission. So it's a $50 product. It's a $100 product. I get that exact same payment. Do you know why?
No.
Because they sell that person other things.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Stuff. It's sort of a loss leader. You know, which is like a business term for they're willing to take that upfront loss because they know they're going to get more back in return.
It's kind of how infomercials work now.
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
So that's where I can start with affiliate marketing. And I would just start with what are the things that you use every day? Software, what books are you reading?
Should you stick to things that are in your industry? You know, like let's just use the same example that I just gave, which was hangers. I love huggable hangers. So is it considered appropriate to become an affiliate for things that really have nothing to do with your industry? They're just things that you love? Is that okay?
It depends on how you frame it. If you're like, hey guys, I got a deal for you. Come on my Periscope, 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about this thing.
We're talking hangers at 5 o'clock.
Huggable hangers. Then you kind of let people down because it's not really in line. But if you're just like, hey, I love these hangers. If you guys want hangers too, here's a link. That's it. And then you just kind of move on from there. You're going to make a big deal out of it. I mean, I have, for example, when I'm on Periscope with my people, everybody's like, oh, what lens are you using or what mic stand are you using? So I have a page on my website that literally lists all the things I use. And I just say, hey, guys, go to smartpassiveincome.com/Periscope gear. It's all listed there. Nice pictures. People click on them. And I get a commission off of that, plus anything else they add in their cart, too.
One of the things I think a lot of influencers struggle with is the you know, once you've got a sizable audience and you have people who begin to tune in every day or on a regular basis, they trust you, they believe you, they're learning from you. What you find is then you start getting approached by companies that are like, hey, we'd like for you to talk about our product and we'll send you one for free. Can you speak to those people who are starting to get those kind of offers and how they should basically evaluate the difference between being an affiliate and endorsing a product?
It always comes down to how are you serving your audience, I think. That's the number one purpose and thing that you should stay on your mind is just, am I helping my audience right now by doing this? Is this a product that can actually help them? If it is, then you can investigate further to make sure it checks out. I wouldn't just promote it the next day.
Yeah.
But if you do promote it, I would be, actually, you have to be very honest about this, at least in the U.S., because of FTC regulations.
That's right.
You have to let people know that you are getting a commission or that they did send you that product as
for
a review.
Free. Yeah. And I think maybe because of the space that I'm in, because I'm also in the infomercial world, I guess you could say, the FTC kind of very closely watches claims and what your activities are. And so I'm very careful about what sponsorships or endorsements and who I lend my name to. And and realistically, people will come to me and they'll say, hey, we'll send you this and this and this for free, which you're like, well, but I can afford it. But if they send it to you for free, then I have to disclose every time I talk about it that I was sent one for free. So I try to tell people it's probably better for you if I just buy it. Because I want to tell people about this because I think it's great because my friend Icy told me about it, you know? So I just think that people, especially those of you who are bloggers and social influencers, do your research. We don't want to freak you out, but just do know that there are laws because the consumer has the right before they make a purchasing decision to know why it is you're so excited about it. Are you so excited about it because you got it for free or are you excited about it because it's freaking awesome, right? And I think if you have a relationship with your audience, they come to trust you and you have to maintain that integrity because if you lose it, you just don't get it back, you know?
Plus there's some people who don't know that that link will help you. So I actually, because I've shared so openly every time I have an affiliate link, for example, in a blog post, I'll say, hey, this is an affiliate link. I get paid, no extra cost to you. That's an important thing because people think that it takes money out of their wallet.
Sure.
But because I'm open about it, people are like, wow, I can actually help Pat and pay him back for this value that he's giving in this post or this podcast episode. I will make sure to go through that link. Because I even used to, when I would hear people recommend products on podcasts, I would just go directly to that website. Mm-hmm. But if that person said, hey, make sure you go to this website. If you've gotten value from this podcast episode, go through my link. You can use a WordPress plugin if you're on WordPress called Pretty Link to make those nasty links with the ID tags and stuff nicer, for example.
Shorter, too.
Yeah, like my Bluehost one, the actual one has like all these numbers, but it's actually just using Pretty Link, smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost. And that's it. So, you know, it's easy to remember on a podcast or on a video.
Do you suggest this as a way? Because there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are like, I've got an idea for a product. I've got an idea of how I want to help people, but I'm not there yet financially. And there's things I need to invest in, but I do have an audience that's listening and I do have a tribe that I'm serving. I have lifers. Do you recommend this being an ideal way to kind of fund your future as an entrepreneur?
I think it's a great way to supplement it.
Mm.
I wouldn't recommend it becoming the primary source like it is for me right now.
Yeah.
It's a little scary because any moment, Bluehost, for example, could call me and say, you know what, we're done, or somebody might buy them out, or any of these companies. Like when you rely on another company mm-hmm. or your business, there's always kind of a what if.
True.
So you should work
That's good advice.
Having your own products.
That's really good advice. I guess I would assume then it would be your advice that you have quite a few companies that you really love and enjoy promoting so that it's not all eggs in one basket.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, you want to treat these products that are other people's products like your own. And
okay.
So if you're selling your own product, you wouldn't just say, hey guys, click this link, right? That like doesn't do justice to the product that
True.
Is your own. So you would actually show the insides of it. I don't know if you've ever watched any of these unboxing videos.
Yes,
There's like millions of them and millions of views on each of them.
Yes, I love them.
Because people love to see what they're going to get before they get it. So like you would with your own product, open up the box of that other product that's not yours and share what's inside. Walk people through it. I actually have a video for the Bluehost thing walking people through the steps.
Huge.
Which is like not a hard thing to do, especially these days. And you can just use something like ScreenFlow to record your screen or you know, your phone to open up a box and how the doohickey works or whatever.
The doohickey.
Yeah, the doohickey. The widget or the gizmo, whatever you want to do.
The tchotchke. So. Okay, so do you recommend that people focus on just one company to become an affiliate for or
great
multiple?
Question. There's obviously, for me, for example, a lot of great hosts out there that I could recommend. But if I were to recommend 2, 3, 4 to my audience, it would only confuse them.
Mm.
And it wouldn't be a, oh, this is the one that I feel is best for you. It would be a, here's all the good ones out there.
Mm.
And out of one of those is the best, right?
Yeah.
And so I would recommend if there's two companies that are creating the same thing, pick one and really stand behind that one. Develop a big relationship with that one.
That's good advice. I will say that we, in a couple of my academies, especially Marketing Impact Academy, we are affiliates for several companies that do the same thing. And we make it very clear that we're affiliates and, you know, we say if you go through our link, we'll earn an affiliate fee. You don't have to use them. But we also try to explain why they're different.
Right. If you do share multiple, share why they're unique because one might be suited well better
for the size of your company.
Right. For something like hosting, it's like a very, you get it and you get this in return back. So
could you please ask Pat if you have to be an LLC before you start doing affiliate marketing?
No, you don't. Although, of course, like with creating any business, shifting from a sole proprietor to an LLC or something is going to just help you stay a little bit safer, keep your businesses separate than your personal stuff. That's what I always recommend.
I would highly recommend that too. You know, once you start endorsing a product or referring a product, I mean, people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on the internet. You just never know when there could be some type of product liability or default and people come to you because of your implied or direct endorsement and affiliate relationship with a company. So why not just keep it safe? Mm-hmm. Is there an age cap on programs? Like my teens are interested That's in cool. doing this on the side.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Every company has its own terms in terms of the affiliate program that they run. So you just want to check and I would just really quickly and easily ask that company, hey, can my teenager do this? And if not, then maybe it's something that you can help them with in your name.
I love that, right? Like why not have kids start earning their own money to buy their own cars
That's so cool.
and whatever else they need to buy? What is your best commission? What's the smallest and what's the largest that you can share?
Well, I've run commissions for other people's online programs before where it's $1,000 per sale.
Yeah.
Because that program is $3,000, for example.
Yeah.
So that's probably the largest. And the smallest would be sort of like the books that I recommend, which are, you know, per book, maybe a quarter.
Yeah.
But those add up.
Yeah, they do.
They really do add up. And
they do add up, especially if someone's adding it to a cart where there's a whole bunch of other things.
Right. That too. Plus, you're sharing it anyway.
Right.
You might as well.
Yeah.
And as long as you're honest about it, then there's no loss for anybody.
Should you use Amazon affiliate, or would it be better to go through the actual company?
It would be best to go through the actual company because Amazon will take cut, as they always do. It's easier, yes. So you have to weigh that those options too. But a lot of companies don't use Amazon, but if they do, then you might want to see if the affiliate commissions are higher, which they usually are because they're coming directly. And maybe there's other special goodies that come along with it, promotional materials and all those sorts of things, which, you know, you don't really get from Amazon, except you do get some links and some banners and stuff. But honestly, those things don't really work. What really works is just in context of what you're doing, sharing what you're already using.
Where do you start promoting it? Instagram, Facebook, a blog, or all of the above?
Yes.
All of the above.
All of it. But again, you just want to be sensitive to how your audience is seeing you promote those things. Is it in context of something you're doing, or are you just spamming the heck out of it? You don't want to do the latter, of course.
Very true. Okay, if you don't have a huge following on any social media platform, how do you start? How do you get into it?
Well, I mean, obviously building an audience is going to be helpful, but you don't really need that big of an audience to get started. I mean, a lot of people hear about people who have 100 people on their email list, and that's like very tiny, but imagine a room full of 100 people. That's huge.
Right.
So that puts things into context. There's a person on the other end there.
That's right.
And the cool thing about starting small is you can fine tune your message.
Yeah.
So that when you grow bigger, it'll already be fine tuned for everybody else.
I've got a great story to share with you guys, especially those of you who don't necessarily have a big following in social media or an email list, but you're someone of influence. In other words, in your personal life, in a very small way in social media, perhaps, people look to you because they trust your opinion and they trust your guidance. And they know that whenever you recommend something, it's like you've vetted it and it works. My makeup artist, former makeup artist, now she's a business coach and advisor. She teaches people how to identify their brand, their visual impression, connect with their brand. And that is Coach Glitter. And Coach Glitter, this is a great story. She had no email list, but her life was so, and business was so changed by Smart Success that she's like, I don't need to email people. I've got people on my phone who I text every day who they need this in their life. And so I'm just going to send them a text. And she goes, Shalene, can I be an affiliate? I'm like, of course. Thinking, she doesn't have an email list. What's she going to do with this? You know, she's like, I have people that this is going to change their life. And guess what? She was our number one affiliate. She didn't even realize it was happening. Her goal was to reach out to people who she knew had a business and they didn't have things organized the way they needed to. They didn't have their systems in place. They didn't have a plan to follow, but she had been working with them because of the industry that she was in, you know, doing so much visual marketing that she was like, this is going to set them over the edge. I'm just going to send them a text. And they signed up with her link. And what she did to incentivize them to sign up with her link is she said, I will keep you accountable and I will coach you through the program. We will talk about it. We will meet about it. And she became our number one affiliate. I'm talking, she beat out Brendon Burchard, Jeff Walker. Like Brendon Burchard's calling me and going, who's this Tiffany Lee Bymaster? I'm like, oh, that would be my makeup artist? Yeah. Pretty influential. So I think the lesson there is that's a form of affiliate marketing, what I call it's relationship marketing. Mm-hmm. It's that thing where you call your friend and you're like, dude, okay, don't even ask any questions. You need to go to this store and buy this now. And your friend's like, okay, if you say so. That's a relationship. And why not earn from the time that you've spent vetting a product or a service or a program and the care that you have to make sure other people take part in it? I think you do have to have influence, but the influence can be small. Yeah. But I always say, like, you've got to keep your integrity because that's the most valuable thing that you have.
And the other thing she did was she added a bonus.
Yes.
Which was a smart thing. And that is something you can do. But again, you want to check with that product or that service to make sure you can do that. But I've done bonuses where it's group coaching. So for example, everybody who signs up through this link within a certain time, for example, might get access to a link to a private webinar with me, which is not hard to do.
And people are like, oh, I was sitting on the fence, but now that I know I get access mm-hmm. to a guy who I consider my mentor, I'm doing this.
Is that? Or also another one that works really well is a quick start guide for that product.
Oh.
So just a 2-page PDF. On here's how you can get started right now. This is what's going to make those people want to go through your link as opposed to other people's links.
Okay. Does Pat have a Periscope too?
I do. Right,
yes.
At Pat Flynn.
Are there different websites or different places where you can just sign up for affiliates?
Yeah, actually, there's what's called affiliate networks. And I've tried working with these before. And what happens is you sign up and you have to go through a small application process typically. But then you get access to companies and their affiliate links in a menu, essentially. And it spans across all different niches, from beauty to health and medicine to food and other things. So yes, there are a few out there. There's one called Neverblue. CJ is a popular one. CJ.com.
CJ.com?
Commission Junction.
No affiliation with CJ.com. What if I recommended products before I was an Amazon affiliate?
So taking the affiliate thing out of that, if you're recommending products, I think you should still share that that is something that you used and something mm-hmm. that you vetted. You don't have to mention anything about earning commission because you're not a part of that program yet.
Is there any cost to the person who's signing up to become an affiliate?
No.
What is the difference between affiliate marketing and multi-level marketing?
So multi-level marketing is selling something to a person who's going to sell that exact same thing to more people. And then that's where the people at the top of the pyramid, they get a certain percentage of the people who they're selling to, who's they're selling to more people.
Yeah.
It's just like,
so it's not just the single purchase. It's similar in that there's a link tied to your identity when people purchased from. So let's use a specific example like Mary Kay or Avon or
Cutco.
Beachbody or Cutco. Mm-hmm. Did you sell Cutco?
No, but I did go to one of their meetings because they said it was supposed to be selling athletic gear. And then they're like, oh, before you get to the athletic gear, you have to sell knives. And I'm like, nope.
Guess who sold knives door to door?
Did you really?
In college. Yeah.
Cutco?
Yeah. Cutco.
No
yeah.
way.
I was my best customer.
Hal Elrod is a big Cutco guy.
I have the set of Cutco knives in the kitchen that I bought like as part of my kit or whatever 30 years ago. They're good knives.
They're
great amazing knives.
Yeah.
knives. In our first home, I'm doing a Cutco commercial right now. I'm no longer an affiliate for them. But at our first house, I sure did cut our sod with a Cutco knife. Yeah, I was out there cut. Like now I live the kind of life where I can pay people to put my sod in. But back then I was on my hands and knees cutting my sod with my Cutco knives. Yes, sir.
You cut a penny with the...
Oh, of course. That's part of it. Yes, that's part of the gig.
Yeah, right.
How do you personally manage all of the links if you're an affiliate for a lot of things?
Yeah, so I use PrettyLinks to kind of manage all that. It helps me keep track of all of them in one place, which is just in the back end of WordPress. And what's also cool about that is, let's say, for example, again, we'll just go back to my Bluehost link. Let's say they, for whatever reason, change my Bluehost link. They change it. So I don't have to go to every single spot on my website because I just have the same URL that I just have to change what it redirects to. So, for example, on the website, I have smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost everywhere on my resource page.
Okay.
And then if that redirects through PrettyLink into the Bluehost affiliate commission link.
Okay.
So if they change theirs, I just have to change it once and then it kind of gets...
So you don't have to necessarily manage those affiliate links. The payments come through automatically.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. It could become a very passive thing. And one of the best things I could recommend is if you have a resource page to include affiliate links on that resource page. A resource page is a page where people can get access to a list of tools, books, equipment that you use, all that stuff. And it's a win for them because it's all easily accessible in one place. It's a win for you because some of those things can earn you a commission.
Is there a cost to PrettyLinks?
No. PrettyLinks Lite is absolutely free.
Oh, this is great. Have you ever recommended something and then thought, I need to end this affiliate relationship because maybe the company has changed directions? Or, for example, this happened to my friend, Tiffany Lee Bymaster. There's a name of a light that we will not recommend right now, but she's like, I love this product, yet they're getting so many complaints about their customer service that I don't feel comfortable. Even though I love the product, I don't know if I necessarily want to continue promoting them in the event that people have a problem with their product and they don't get great customer service. So have you had that happen and how would you handle it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that experience is a part of a product now.
Mm.
with a lot of things. And so that customer service is very important. There was a company that I would recommend back in the day when I first started out. This is actually an online business academy. It was called Internet Business Mastery.
Okay.
And they were the guys whose podcasts I listened to who helped me get my whole start. And they were great. And I recommended their academy because I was in it too. And then they just, for whatever reason, got money hungry and started changing their marketing. They just started spamming and started doing all the stuff that was not in line with how I want to serve my audience.
Yeah.
So I had to pull that out, that affiliate relationship, even though I was earning $3,000 to $4,000 a month. And I would much rather lose that up front than lose somebody for life.
Right. I agree. I think it's huge. But just a great example of like when you care about your audience, the people that you serve, when you care that much about them, you're actually concerned beyond the sale. You're actually concerned about customer care after the purchase. That really speaks to the type of individual who's going to do well at affiliate marketing because it is about taking care of your audience, taking care of your lifers.
One thing I love to do is invite that product's owner on my show or have them do an interview, like a written interview on my blog, because it just opens that person up to everybody else and it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable before they purchase.
For sure. So are you saying that your commissions are deposited in your account automatically? You don't have to do anything with that?
Correct. A couple programs, however, I have to click withdrawal because it kind of goes up there and builds up over time. But most of them send you a check or a direct deposit, ACH or PayPal.
So if it's a book from the same author that you're always recommending, should I just become an Amazon affiliate?
That would be the way to generate a commission from it, from your recommendation, yeah.
There you go.
Unless that author, some authors sell books off of Amazon and on their own site, or some have other affiliate programs for their books too, because they know that they'll get into programs and stuff on the back end. So check with that author. Maybe their website has an affiliate program that you can sign up for. If not, Amazon would be the way to go.
Great. Do you pay the same sort of taxes you would if you were working for yourself, or is it higher?
It's 1099. I mean, it usually just comes in like it's your normal income.
Awesome.
Yeah. But again, I'm not a tax professional.
Okay. I thought affiliate marketing was like side banners and when you're doing promotions. Other than banners, etc., how do you get people to buy whatever it is that you're excited about?
So the resource page is a great sort of passive
strategy. On your website?
Yep. A list of stuff that you use, that you vetted, that you trust to take care of your audience. And that's what your audience is going to use to see all those things in one place. My favorite way to do it is to share a process. And during that process...
Where would we share that process?
On your website, on your podcast.
On a blog. On a Periscope.
On a Periscope, yes.
So let's say you were sharing the process of setting up your own website. And you were an affiliate for Bluehost. You could that day put a link to your Bluehost affiliate, am I correct? Yep. In your Periscope, in your Periscope bio. You can say, hey guys, I'm showing you this live, but if you want to see step-by-step pictures of how you set up your own WordPress using Bluehost, you can go to my blog. They see the link there. And in all of those instances, is it the best practice to disclose that you are an affiliate?
Yeah, and you couldn't do it like once at the top the first time you mention it because you might want to recommend it again or multiple times within that particular page or podcast. And actually, I did that. There was this thing a long time ago where my buddy challenged me to build a website from scratch in a totally completely different niche that I'm not involved in. This is where the security guard site came from that I talked about earlier. So I built this from scratch and I talked about how I found out a keyword and I said, hey guys, I found a keyword. I use this tool, but there's also these free tools, but this is the tool I use to make it speed up. And then step two was to build a website. I used Bluehost, but again, not talking about the product specifically, talking about the process.
I see.
Products happen to just align
that makes sense.
In that process.
That makes total sense. Can you be someone who's involved in network marketing, multi-level marketing, which is the examples that we gave, like Mary Kay, Amway, Beachbody, ACN, what are some others? Herbalife.
Yeah.
Can you do multi-level marketing and affiliate marketing at the same time?
Well, I remember when I was a Beachbody coach, because I was for a little bit, I sold Shakeology.
Uh-huh.
That was affiliate marketing. And, you know, it just kind of put me in that ecosystem. It depends. If you're doing MLM and you sign contracts with these companies, you want to make sure that you don't overstep your boundaries. I do know some people who...
They're all different from what I understand is that each one has their own policy on affiliate marketing while also being a representative of their company. And they're all very different.
Right.
So I would say you're the business owner. Don't go off of the word of somebody else who's also a distributor. Find out for yourself. Read the bylaws and make sure that you are in the clear. Make sure that you're abiding by and that you're comfortable with those guidelines before you sign up or before you take on new business, because you could by accident be jeopardizing your own income streams. Because so many people can basically start a business tomorrow on a website, and there's so much opportunity, but you can't forget that you are still the business owner. You can't forget that you can't say, oh, well, I didn't know, and so therefore I shouldn't be in trouble, or I shouldn't have violated any laws or regulations or anything else. It's incumbent upon you to do the research and find out and know yourself. So you can't just claim ignorance. You need to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, and I would send an email to somebody who would give you that answer. That's yeah. the quick and easy way to do it. So that's what I would do.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.